I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Siouxland gearing up for the second blizzard warning in 3 weeks. It starts tonight at 6 and extends for 24 hours. The forecast calls for 2 to 7 inches by tomorrow afternoon, with winds gusting as high as 60 miles per hour. On social media, the National Weather Service says the severity of the storm will depend on how much snow falls. If we see more than an inch on the ground with additional blowing snow, conditions will be more significant, especially for portions of Iowa and Minnesota. The investigation into the death of a missing man from Mapleton, Iowa is underway. The mayor of the Monona County community says someone found the body of Bruce Van Mentry in their backyard, partially covered in a snowbank yesterday afternoon. The 54-year-old had been missing since early December. Nebraska voters could get to decide whether to restrict local government spending next year under Governor Pete Ricketts' new property tax proposal. He presented the proposal to lawmakers during his State of the State address today. And the Associated Press reports 11 students from Brazil and Chile have filed a federal lawsuit against Western Iowa Tech Community College, a recruitment company, a pet food maker, and packaging company. The lawsuit says Western Iowa Tech and the companies conspired to lure the students to Iowa under a work and study-based visa exchange program, only to push them into unskilled labor positions with less pay and unlawful deductions from paychecks. The college denies the allegations, calling them malicious, untrue, and offensive. Western Iowa Tech owns the license of Siouxland Public Media, and staff members are employees of the college. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.